You're listening to KROS Medical League Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And this is KROS Local News. I'm Brooke Nicholson. Bonneville Power will fund a $1 million habitat project benefiting the rainbow trout in the Sandpole River subbasin located on the Colville Tribal Reservation, according to the Tribal Tribune. The funding will replace 4 fish passage barriers at Iron Creek and Louis Creek, riparian vegetation to combat erosion, and 17 miles of fencing destroyed by livestock. Also, a contractor for the Colville Tribal Fish and Wildlife Department will be hired. In 2013, the area was assessed to be passage barriers for red band trout. Fishery biologists surveyed 80 miles of stream habitat along the Sandpole River and 70 miles along the Columbia River subbasin for the coordination of the large-scale project. Jason McClellan, research scientist for the Colville Tribal Fish and Wildlife, explained, quote, "Providing fish passage and habitat connectivity is part of a larger strategy to improve the resiliency of our fish populations, which is important given the predicted changes due to climate change," unquote. A grant of over $679,000 was issued by the United States Department of Justice for the Kalispell Tribe of Indians to increase their services for human trafficking survivors, according to the Cheney Free Press. The tribe will use the grant money to hire a victim advocate, cover staff traveling expenses, and fund overall services with a strategic plan. The Department of Justice awarded $5.7 million to 10 tribes across 7 states to support crime victims in Native American communities. In other news, workers at Washington State Psychiatric Hospitals say understaffing is contributing to a rise in patient assaults on staff and other patients. They're urging lawmakers to invest in the facilities to stem the problem. Eric Tegahoff of the Washington News Service reports.
Employees at Washington's state-owned psychiatric hospital say there's an urgent need to boost funding for their facilities, citing growing safety concerns for staff and patients. Assaults by patients have been on the rise at both Western State and Eastern State Hospital, including at least 3 assaults on staff at Eastern in the past week. Kimberly Cogswell, a mental health technician there, is among workers who want lawmakers to back Governor Jay Inslee's budget proposal, which would fund more than 800 full-time employees at the hospitals.
I think we're at a tipping point, because if you look historically, the underfunding and the recession and all that, we're still catching up. And so I strongly believe that the more qualified, educated, trained staff that you have, the safer the patients will feel.
House and Senate budgets have proposed adding fewer employees than Inslee, requesting staff increases of 709 and 689, respectively. Workers say understaffing contributes to the rise in assaults and makes it difficult to provide staff training to help avoid or defuse these confrontations. They also want to see investment in infrastructure. Mike Yastrzemski, a psychiatric social worker at Western State Hospital, believes investing now would save money in the long run by aiding in patients' recovery and allowing them to rejoin their communities faster. He also contends violence between patients isn't getting enough attention.
We are serving the most vulnerable members of our society, and part of that is giving them treatment, but also part of that is keeping them safe. And in order to do that, we need to have enough people and enough people who are up to date on their trainings and their skills.
Yastrzemski says he and his colleagues are looking for support from the legislature to do what he sees as a calling.
The people that I work with every day are people who come to work in a difficult situation because they care about the work that they do and they truly want to help people recover from their illnesses and be able to get back to leading productive lives, whatever that looks like for them.
The legislative session is scheduled to adjourn on April 28th. For Washington News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
KROS Local News receives support from Eastern Washington University's Get Lit Festival, April 22nd through the 28th. The 21st annual festival includes craft classes, poetry slams, readings, and more. Details online at getlitfestival.org. KROS Local News has seen support today from the kitchen at Second Harvest, offering their gluten-free cooking classes, a special class focusing on gluten-free recipes in the kitchen, featuring gluten-free flour from locally owned flour farm, April 24th at the kitchen at Second Harvest. Information and registration is online at secondharvestkitchen.org. KROS Local News receives support from Atticus Coffee and Gifts, 222 North Howard Street in downtown Spokane, near the carousel and just down the block from their other store, Boo Radley's. KROS Local News theme music is from bensound.com. To send us news tips or comment on our show, our email is news@kros.org.